Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Well, as the Lord leads, this will probably be my last teaching on the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Now, please note, not in the Holy Spirit, but with the Holy Spirit. There's a huge difference here, but we have discussed this point from many angles, and I hope with this last teaching that the light of revelation and understanding will come on, and you will see the truth for what it is, and not from some religious or denominational teaching or some emotional experience or when someone tried to get you to speak in tongues by repeating some tongue twister. Yeah, you know. I know, my friend, I've had some people that I used to admire at one time try to get me to be, quote-unquote, filled with the Spirit. But, my friend, that is not the way that God does things. Before I get started, please, I want you to remember that you can get this entire copy of this teaching or any teaching of mine by emailing me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. That would be charliegolf1, all one word, at outlook.com. And just request baptism with the Holy Spirit for free. That's right, I said for free. Okay, so last week we stopped looking at what the book of Colossians had to say about our topic. And oh, by the way, Colossians was the inspired word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and was written by Paul to warn against denying the truth that we are complete in Christ alone. The book of Colossians was written to the Colossians so that they would know that they were complete in Christ, and also written to us. Did you get that? We are complete in Christ alone. The whole purpose of Colossians is to make us realize that we are complete in Christ. God would not leave out the fact that we need to receive an additional experience after receiving Christ if that was the truth. Indeed, Colossians was written to combat this very suggestion. When we receive Christ, we receive all that God has for us. Let me say that again. When we receive Christ, we receive all that God has for us. That is why we are complete in Him. The sleight of hand in denominational teaching is nothing new, my friend. We see this kind of teaching that would yoke the early body of Christ, and even today, all throughout the Word of God. Clearly, the charismatic and the Pentecostal position and their doctrine of an additional blessing from God does not jive with what we read in Colossians or throughout the inspired Word of God. No, no. Christ in us all. There is one experience, one promise of the Father, and one Spirit. There is one body. Sorry, denominations. You know, you are Antichrist if you believe otherwise. One Spirit, one baptism. Now, Paul in Ephesians 4:4-7 tells us there is one body and one Spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Wow, did you count them? Seven ones in those verses. Now, knowing that God's number of completion is seven, do you think the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us something? I know so, my friend. Does it sound like there are two experiences? Notice also that the Father said to be in you all, and that is immediately once we are saved. This is also known as the gift of Christ. You know, there are many terms in the Bible for the same experience, the one and only experience of salvation. When we receive Christ, we receive all. Nothing we lack spiritually, because all is in Christ. And when we receive Christ, then we receive all that is in Christ. We are complete in Him. Now, can we operate in the gifts of the Spirit, even the sign gifts, when we first get saved? Well, I would venture to say no. Of course not. We must be taught by the Holy Spirit what spiritual gifts, or maybe spiritual gifts that we have. We must learn how to apply them in given situations correctly. And yes, we may even fail in the administration of the gift, so that yes, we can learn the right applications and the right process and the right concepts for the right given situation. It may take years to learn how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, or maybe I should say it has taken me years to learn how to operate correctly in the gifts of the Spirit. Wow. And I'll be honest, I still may miss it if I get myself involved, but do not miss the point, though, my friend. When we receive Christ as salvation, we receive all that God has for us. Now, I said all, lacking nothing. In the upper room in Acts 2, we read, when the Holy Spirit fell on the 120, they were saved. Christ in them now and not with them, as in the past. At that glorious moment, they were saved. And why? Because Christ was now in them. Now their hope of glory. At that glorious moment, they were given everything God had for them. They were complete spiritually in Him, and now the hard work began, learning how to use what they had just been given. And yes, trial and error still makes for the best teacher. Now, I'm aware that the Charismatics and the Pentecostals try to get around this passage by saying Paul is talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit rather than the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But that is utter nonsense and, frankly, a lame attempt to read into the Bible what is not there. How likely do you think that Paul would say there is one baptism if there were really two? For further verification that the Bible uses all these terms interchangeably to describe the one and only gift of Christ, we need only read Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of them that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. This is a great passage, my friend. Now note, Paul uses six different terms to describe the same thing, not different experiences or different baptisms. Oh, no, 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 my friend. All of them are describing Christ in us. Wow. Well, this brings us to the end of the teaching with the baptism with the Holy Spirit. My intent was to challenge your belief in what you believe, not from your denominational position or even from an experience that you may have had or even from a lack of experience that you did not have. Based on these criterias that you have, based your opinion on this critical topic in the Word of God, which is central to our walk with God. My goal was to show you two sides of people and what they believe, then balance what they believe with the inspired Word of God, the only definer of wisdom and knowledge and truth. Now, please understand, I'm not saying the people who believe in the second blessing, they're evil. Oh, no. And I'm not saying those who believe the spiritual gifts written about all throughout the Bible is evil. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is if you do not believe what the Word of God says about the spiritual gifts and the baptism with the Holy Spirit, then you are over into error. And maybe even worse, maybe over into error, for which you will pay dearly for, my friend, I promise you. Take heed to what you believe, my friend. Both camps cannot be right. Let me say that again. Both camps cannot be right. But for sure, the Word of God is always right. Next week, I will start a new teaching, The Meaning of True Faith. Amen? I will start a new series, The Meaning of True Faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this teaching has challenged you, has has moved you to an understanding and a knowledge to where you'll be able to be conformed into the character and the image more of Jesus Christ. And hoping that your new year 2022 will be a prosperous one, which means to push forward in God. Biblical prosperity has nothing to do, my friend, with cars and things. The biblical prosperity has everything to do with pushing forward in God. God said of Joseph, who had nothing, that he was a prosperous man. This is David Stahl, hoping and praying that your 2022 will be a prosperous new year and beyond. Tune in next week. God bless. Bye.